Here's what you get when you ask my next guest, Jubin Behkhad, what he thinks of President Trump.
I think he's been a blessing.
Behkhad is founder and editor of an art magazine called Reorient. It focuses on contemporary Middle Eastern art. And he says since Donald Trump became president, things have been looking up for Middle Eastern art in the U.S., and especially so for Iranian art.
Just to protest Trump's policies and his rhetoric towards Iran, we've seen institutions like the Museum of Modern Art in New York, for instance, take down Picasso's and Matisse's and replace them with works by contemporary Iranian artists like Parviz Tanavoli. We've seen the Davis Museum in Wellesley veil and in some cases completely remove works by immigrant artists, works that were either made by them and or donated by immigrants to the States, and a number of works by Iranian artists were included. And, you know, in London earlier in February, I think on the night of the Oscars, they screened Asghar Farhadi's The Salesman, which won the Oscar for the best foreign film in Trafalgar Square. So without Trump, none of these things would have happened. I think these are really firsts, you know, to see this interest in contemporary Iranian arts and culture on this scale. I've never seen anything like it before. I mean, appreciation is one thing. We've seen appreciation in the past, but this is just, for me, it was unheard of.
So with these institutions like MoMA and these museums kind of drawing attention to this, do you feel like more eyes and brains are kind of focusing on Iranian art?
Oh, definitely. I think it's a golden moment, really. Although unknowingly and unintentionally, Trump has been making Iran great again.
So what about contemporary Iranian artists? Do they feel the support from these museums and institutions right now?
Definitely. Parviz Tanavoli, he commented on the MoMA's decision to show his work. I think they had taken down a Picasso, if I'm not mistaken.
So he's a visual artist, correct? Painter.
Yes, he's one of the most, if not the most important contemporary Iranian artists around today. He's based between Vancouver and Tehran. So, of course, I mean, Iranian artists should be happy and they are happy. As I said, it's not Trump's intentions that are important, but, you know, what they've resulted in.
What longer term impact do you think this is going to have on Iranian art? Do you think it's going to last?
Oh, definitely. I think it's going to keep getting better and better. I mean, the more he vilifies communities like the Iranian one and just countries like Iran and Iranians, I think, in response to that, institutions, opinion leaders, people that matter, places that matter will be protesting as they have been doing. And I see things as only getting better, really, and Iranian art and culture, you know, just getting more exposure as time goes on.
So you write that you're not a Trump supporter. Consider me, you say, a saffron-scented pomegranate juice dripping thorn in his side. You live in Toronto. What effect has Trump's victory had on your life as a writer and someone in the arts?
Well, when it comes to writing for other publications, it's become a bit difficult because it seems that they only want the stories having to do with Trump. You go to opinion pages and it's just, I think some sites even have a section dedicated to the guy. That's as a writer. As a Canadian, well, I'm Canadian. I've been here all my life. I was born in Tehran, but I've been here all my life. And as an Iranian Canadian, I mean, I don't know. I've been hearing so many stories of so many different stories. Some Iranians, Iranian Canadians here who have gone to the States say that they haven't had any problems whatsoever.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, have you tried coming to the States yet since the travel ban?
No, I haven't, but I might. I was supposed to go to, I think, Boston in the summer, and I canceled my trip just because I wasn't sure what would happen at passport control. But a lot of Iranians have been saying that, no, I mean, it's no big deal and things have been exaggerated. But on the other hand, there are so many stories that are quite different. But yeah, I mean, things aren't really rosy at the moment. But they haven't been for Iranians for a long time. I mean, having that, I'm fiercely proud of it. I mean, that is, as in my passport, you know, born in Tehran. But when it comes to traveling, it hasn't made things easy all the time. So this is not really anything particularly new for me or for Iranians. It's kind of annoying. And he's sort of taken things to the next level, but it didn't come as a surprise to me, really.
It's good for art, though, apparently.
Good for art, yeah.
Jubin Behrad, the founder of the magazine Reorient. It focuses on Middle Eastern art. Jubin, thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you so much, Marco. It was a pleasure speaking to you.